Listen to this. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. If it's true for the psalmist, it's true today. Let's talk commitment today from the International Gospel Hour. Stay tuned.
On Jordan's stormy banks I stand.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. For almost 90 years, Churches of Christ have proclaimed God's Word through International Gospel Hour. You are about to listen to another Bible-based lesson with Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour, starting now.
I am bound for the promised land.
A big thank you to our Jay Webb, and greetings to all of you, and thank you for tuning in for our study today, as we're going to think about the 37th Psalm. You know, in Psalm 37, verse 5, the Bible says, "Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass." There's something about a commitment unto the Lord and how the Lord is committed unto us. Listen to these texts about commitment. Proverbs 16:3, "Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established." Jeremiah 10:23, "O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walks to direct his steps." 2 Timothy 1:12, "I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day." 1 Peter 4:19, "Therefore let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to him in doing good, as to a faithful Creator." Dear friends, when we see the commitment made unto God, and we know of the commitment God has made unto us, it helps us to look at Psalm 37 about committing our ways to the Lord. We're going to come back and consider the 37th Psalm in just a moment. But before we do that, our beloved friend Rob Whitaker has a free online video study. We think you'll find this of great interest. Here is our Jay Webb with the details.
As a complement to our study today, our friend Rob Whitaker has a free online video study titled, "Does It Matter?" Does it matter what you believe? The most important question in all the world is, where will you go when you die? God has provided all that you must know in the Bible. Your questions about salvation, sin, and the church will be answered directly from God's Word, and Rob is an excellent teacher. May we send you the link so you can give it a try? Just call toll-free at 1-855-IGH-6988 and leave your name, email, and just say, "Does it matter?" Again, call toll-free at 1-855-IGH-6988 and please leave your name, email, and just say, "Does it matter?" You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, email, and type, "Does it matter?" in the message blank. We will send the link to you. We hope you enjoy the study. And now let's get back to the Bible.
Dear friends, let's consider Psalm 37. You know, I drop down to verse 25 where the aged David says, "I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread." That's a wonderful thought from that text. And of course, the righteous are not forsaken. When one commits their ways unto the Lord, there's a lot of good things that are out there, a lot of good guidance. You know, this psalm is called a didactic psalm. That means it begins with an exhortation, then instruction. So let's think about it. First of all, we're going to break down the psalm into three parts, and here's the first one. In committing one's ways unto the Lord, we consider not the world. You know, verses 1, 7, and 8 remind us to not fret against evildoers or wrongdoers. When we think about that idea of fretting, it means to cause fire to burn, a burning sensation. In other words, do not kindle yourself. Don't allow this fretting to be something that you would fret against evildoers or wrongdoers. Now, meaning this, to fret about it means to be preoccupied. Then when we're preoccupied, we are engrossed in thought about how good the evildoers have it. then we're engrossed in thought, meaning that we dwell in thought. Then to dwell in thought is to eventually live in a thought pattern, and to live in that thought pattern results in an evil action that leads to adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, and foolishness, Mark 7:21 through 22. Don't fret and don't be envious from verse 1. My friend Devin Dean said, one should not be envious or jealous against the ungodly. Do not desire to be like or to have what the ungodly has. Because we note quickly in verse 2 that from the outset the wicked will wither and will be cut down. He will also be cut off, noted four times in Psalm 37, verses 9, 22, 28, and 38. It mentions about being circumcised, verse 2, or eliminated or cut. So, a simple comparison of the committed and the condemned. Why would one desire the way of the wicked? So, in committing one's ways unto the Lord, consider not the world. Number 2, in committing one's ways unto the Lord, Psalm 37 teaches over and over to embrace the teaching of the Lord. Listen to this. Trust in the Lord. That's verses 3, 5, and 40. There is a trust, and the response is to do good, verses 3 and 27. We must always be individuals as Christians that are doing good, Galatians 6, 7, and 8, sowing unto the Spirit. It's a characteristic of the Christ in Acts 10 and verse 38. And to think about our move first of how others would do us, we first do also unto them, Matthew 7:12. Then we delight ourselves in the Lord, verses 4 and 23, a wonderful pleasure. And the desires of our heart, well, our desire should be of God. Young's literal translation notes that God will give the petitions of our hearts. Okay, in committing our ways, embracing His teaching, we trust in Him, we do good, we delight in ourselves, and then not only mentioned once, but twice, we wait patiently for the Lord. It is mentioned here in verse 7, we are reminded in verse 9 and verse 34. Remember Isaiah and Isaiah 40, 28 through 31, within that context, they that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. We rest in the Lord, verse 7. Knowing our commitment and the waiting within allows us to rest or reside in the Lord, renewing our trust and delight, to keep our focus on what God has given and not what the world has. That flows us into verse 8, to cease from anger, verse 8. To be angry because the world seems to have things better, that's not the case. The thought of long-suffering or slow to anger is reflected here as we note from Nehemiah 7 in verse 19. And Proverbs 25:15 says, by long forbearing is a prince persuaded, and a soft tongue breaks the bone. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way, Psalm 37:23. So the steps of this good man embracing the teaching of the Lord, trusting, doing good, delighting in the Lord, waiting for the Lord, resting in the Lord, ceasing from anger of the world can have this and that. Dear friends, we need to make certain that we embrace the teaching of the Lord. Now, in the parallel, what about the wicked? What is he doing during all this time? Verses 12 and 32 says how he plots and gnashes his teeth. But you see, it's all on him. He cannot find nor accept this great knowledge from the Lord. And I love verse 13. He will be laughed at. And look who is laughing. The Lord shall laugh at him, seeing his day is coming. Wow. Now, friends, we see here a continuation of the comparison of the committed and the condemned. So why would one desire the way of the wicked? You see, in committing our ways unto the Lord, we're not looking at the world. We consider not, but we will embrace the teaching of the Lord. Then watch this. In committing one's ways unto the Lord, we then turn around in that world we are not considering to live after. We can impact that world for good and help change others and look at their commitment to God. From Psalm 37, we are to be individuals that show mercy and grant mercy, verses 21 and 26. That renews us as one upright in Christ, verse 37. We also note in verses 19 and 25 how our needs are met through the Lord. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. That's verse 16 of Psalm 37. There is that inheritance forever mentioned in verses 18, 28, and 29. We walk wisely and redeem the time, making the best use of our time, Ephesians 5, verses 15 and 16. We help and we deliver people from a world that will take them down, verses 39 and 40. So you see, as the Christian is impacting the world for good, well, what's the wicked doing? He's casting down the poor and needy, verse 14. But he's going to reap what he sows spiritually in verse 16. He prospers physically, verses 7 and 35, but he will be destroyed, verse 38. The one committed unto God has a better way for a world that needs God. The wicked, this one will take and take and take more than give. I mean, verse 21, he borrows and does not pay back. Dear friends, when we sit down and look at all of this, in committing one's ways unto the Lord by this simple study of Psalm 37, let's consider not the world, let's embrace the teaching of the Lord, then impact that world for good. What an awesome psalm. I'm going to pause here, dear friends, and allow our J-Web to return, tell you a little bit about our International Gospel Hour app for your smartphone.
Have you downloaded the International Gospel Hour app for your iPhone or Android? Go to the App Store for iPhones and Google Play for your Android, search International Gospel Hour, and download our app free. Our app allows access to our website, social media, podcast, our YouTube channel, and other resources. Please download the International Gospel Hour app today. It's free.
Well, dear friends, let's make a complete circle and let's end where we began. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass, Psalm 37:5. When we commit our ways unto God and through our faith, our repentant heart, confessing Christ, being buried with him in baptism, added to his church, and raised to walk in newness of life, friends, that's a commitment we need to make unto the Lord, and he's committed unto us. Let's continue our studies together at another time, shall we? But for now, thank you for joining me today on the International Gospel Hour. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, as always, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. To God goes all the glory, and we hope that our study today will draw you closer to His Word to walk in His way. To listen to it again or other broadcasts, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com.
God be with you.